Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's play a round of Trump Tui. We've got Kathy in Akron, which is also never the star city of the day because I'm from there.
No, that's false. It is. It's on the list.
Kathy, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Let's see. Well, I guess we're going to have to pause our jacket chat.
Which is a bummer because we just got a message about men's jackets and where they're available.
Men's jackets?
Yeah.
What'd you just say?
For you.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll get to it.
All right. Kathy, let's play around in Trump, too. He just asked Jen to leave the room.
Jen, would you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Kathy, good luck.
Man.
Thank you.
Jackets. All right. Jen's out of the room. Five questions for you. Kathy, we begin with question number one. As always, good luck to you. So the 50th annual Woolly Bear Festival is happening this Sunday in Vermilion. We actually talked about it just a minute ago. It's been a tradition for 50 years because of this late Fox 8 meteorologist.
Dick Goddard.
Question number two. Who's excited for Hocus Pocus 2? Lots of people excited about it. Available now on Disney Plus. Which Sex and the City star plays the role of Sarah Sanderson?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Question number three. A character at Epcot and Disney World finally getting his own movie. Figment, who is a fictional purple dragon, is featured in the Journey into Imagination attraction at the park. So now Epcot was the second of the four theme parks to be built following Magic Kingdom. Obviously, this down in Disney World. So my question to you, which is larger in size? Is it Epcot or is it Magic Kingdom?
Oh, man. I'm going to say Epcot, because of all those countries, it's got to be bigger.
Right. All those countries and walk. Absolutely. Let's see if you hit on that one. Let's go move on to question number four. And there's some changes coming to The Daily Show as the host, who is Trevor Noah. He announced on last night's show that he's leaving after 7 years from anchoring the show. So obviously he anchored it from 2015 until now. Prior to that, who hosted The Daily Show from 1999 to 2015?
Oh, my gosh. Stewart?
Yeah.
Does that count, Stewart? I can't remember the other. Do we need more of that?
We can go with Stewart. question.
Wait, hold on. No. John Stewart.
We can go with it. All right. We've got your answer. All right. We're going to move on to question number five. M&M's, they have a new character. It's purple. This is the candy's first female peanut character. Purple is intended to, and I quote, represent acceptance and inclusivity, which is end quote there. The M and other M, so M&M's, the M and the M stand for what?
Oh, my gosh. I remember this the other day. Mars and Murray.
We're going to see how many you got correct out of the five. And we'll bring Jen Tui back into the room. That is all coming up in just over 3 minutes. Kathy of Akron is today's contestant.
Every Friday, it's the wobble, isn't it?
She got five.
No, she did not.
She got five.
Kathy, you're amazing.
She got five.
Wow.
She got five. Okay. I think you get it.
Yes!
All right.
That's amazing. Well done.
Out of five. Okay.
Got it, Tim. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
That's so exciting. No, you should laugh. You should be giddy. You should be excited.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Here we go.
It's the joy in you. I love Kathy. It's the joy in Tim that annoys me.
Yeah, she hates when I'm happy.
Yes, I do. Happy at my expense.
I'm so sorry.
When Tim's happy, I hate it.
That is fair. No, it's not. You're the worst. When
all right, here
cranky.
We go. Question number one.
God.
What are you talking about? Jen, here's your snickerdoodle Oreo. I don't care.
Okay.
All right. 50th annual Woolly Bear Festival is happening this Sunday in Vermilion. What's the square footage of Vermilion? I'm changing all the questions now because of this attitude today. Kathy knew it. I'm kidding.
I'm sure she did.
All right, so it's been a tradition for 50 years because of this late Fox 8 meteorologist.
Dick Goddard.
Of course, it is Dick Goddard. Question number two. Who's excited for Hocus Pocus 2? It's available now on Disney+. Which Sex and the City star plays the role of Sarah Sanderson?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
It is. Question number three. A character at Epcot and Disney World is finally getting his own movie. Figment, who is a fictional purple dragon, is featured in the Journey into Imagination attraction at the park. Epcot was the second of the four theme parks to be built following Magic Kingdom. My question to you, which is larger in area? Is it Epcot or is it Magic Kingdom?
Ooh.
Oh, that's what she said. That was
that's
good.
An excellent
Kathy
question.
Wow, thank you. Never hear that. Usually.
Epcot is so big, but so is Magic Kingdom. Oh, my gosh.
That's what makes it a pretty good question.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's just.
Ooh, let's go Epcot.
Epcot is double.
Double.
In size.
Wow.
Yes.
Round the world.
Ever done that? Drink it one country all the way across. How far
yeah,
could
how
you
would
make
you,
it?
Like two countries?
I think you follow
no,
the Epcot Lake, if that had. I don't think you can.
Yeah, that's not
the Lake
good.
Of Epcot.
I mean, I've walked around. I have not had a drink in every country.
Ditto.
Sounds like a Jen and Tim show listener experience
is that a
challenge? To me. Oh, yeah, we don't do those. Question number four. Some changes are coming to The Daily Show. Host Trevor Noah announced on last night's show he's leaving after 7 years after anchoring since the year 2015. So who hosted The Daily Show from 1999 to 2015?
Jon Stewart.
I would have also accepted Stewart. It's a joke you don't get.
I don't get it.
She was like, ah, Stewart. And I'm like, sounds close enough. She's like, okay. So it all comes down to question number five, and it all comes down to your mouth. M&M's have a new character, Purple. This is the candy's first female peanut character. Mm. Purple is intended to represent acceptance and inclusivity. The M and other M on the candy stand for what?
Like what do both of the M's stand for?
However you would like to put it.
Is that what you said, the M and the other M? Is that how you said it?
Well, I don't know if you've had M&Ms. So they're little round, and there's actually an M and then another M on the candy.
So what does the M and the M stand for?
Well, who's asking the question?
Is that what you're asking? Can you tell I don't know? It's, well, isn't it like Mars Incorporated? Mars and Mallow. Mushy Mr. Mr. Mars.
Mushy Mr.?
I don't know.
I don't think we could say that.
Mars and. It is Mr. and Mrs.
You were getting close. I just thought it stood for.
Ew.
Mars and Murray, the two
Murray.
The creators of the candy.
How did you know that, Kathy?
I don't know.
Kathy
don't
five,
know.
Jen with four. We got a winner.
Well done, Kathy. You trumped me. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
My name is Cassie from Akron, and I just jumped in.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.